hold it in place. I'm used to it by now. He waves her to the side, where a pair of TSA agents will pat her down, explaining the process every step of the way, and asking repeatedly for her permission to touch her in places that no longer even feel intimate. Stella makes it easy for them. They're just doing their job. The agent bending to sign her fingers up Stella's calf is new, or at least has never worked the Friday night shift before when Stella's passing through. Her name tag says Maria. She has dark hair slicked into a tight bun that can't disguise the natural curl. Big dark eyes fringed with lashes that don't need to be glued on. Her mouth isn't painted red, but it's lush and glistening just the same. She does her job efficiently, barely cracking a smile. Not unfriendly, but definitely distant. When she looks up, Stella, who's looking down, thinks she understands why. Stella's never been with a woman, but that doesn't mean she hasn't thought about it. These tricks, sometimes they work on women too. That gleam of interest, however faint and trying to be ignored, calls to her just as much as it does in a man's eyes, because all of